the name of Jesus, I speak. First and foremost, I give thanks to God for giving us this opportunity to be here to learn His Word together. Pray that the peace and the grace of our Lord Jesus will be with all of you always. Tonight I'm going to share with you a topic which is based on the book of Amos.
今天要跟大家分享的是, 阿摩斯书里的内容。
That is the basket of summer fruit.
一筐夏天的果子。
We turn to the book of Amos chapter 8.
翻开阿摩斯书第八章。
The book of Amos chapter 8.
阿摩斯书第八章。
We read verse 1 and verse 2.
我们读第一节和第二节。
Amos chapter 8, verse 1 and verse 2.
阿摩斯书第八章第一节第二节。
Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, a basket of summer fruit. Verse 2. Then he said, Amos, what do you see? So I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then the Lord said to me, the end has come upon my people Israel. I will not pass by them anymore.
第八章第一节, 主耶和华又指示我一件事, 我看见一筐夏天的果子。 第二节, 他说, 阿摩斯啊, 你看见什么? 我说, 看见一筐夏天的果子。 耶和华说, 我民以色列的结局到了, 我必不再宽恕他们。
There are many visions recorded in the book of Amos.
在阿摩斯书中有许多异象。
God inspired Amos by allowing him to see different visions.
神让阿摩斯看到许多异象。
Through the visions, God convey His message to His people.
借这些异象, 神, 用这些异象来指示他的人民。
We find that most of the vision talk about God's judgment and punishment.
我们看到这些异象, 主要是在讲神的, 神的审判和审判。
God was very angry with His people.
神对这些, 他的选民很愤怒。
Because they stray away from the truth of God.
因为他们从, 真理走偏了。
And they refused to listen to the message or the warning given by the prophets.
拒绝听, 先知的预言和警告。
I think when we read chapter 8,
当我们读第八章呢,
there is a key point here in this chapter that I want to talk about.
这有一个非常重要一点我想要谈的。
I want you to read verse 11.
看第十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 11.
第八章十一节。
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord.
十一节, 主耶和华说, 日子将到, 我必命饥荒降在地上, 人饥饿非因无饼, 干渴非因无水, 乃因不听耶和华的话。
Here God says that He will send a famine and a thirst upon His people.
这里耶和华说, 他必降饥荒在地上。
But this famine is not a physical one.
但这不是指食物的饥荒。
We find that here it is related to the hearing of the word of God.
而是指, 属灵的饥荒。
不听神的话。
不听神的话。
Now, when we talk about the word of God, yeah?
当我们讲到神的话,
We believe that the word of God is powerful and is effective in our life.
知道神的话是非常有能力，而且对我们的生活是有很有用的。
The Bible says the word of God is likened to a two-edged sword.
圣经上说, 神的话就是光，就是盐。
两刃的剑。
两刃的剑。
it can pierce into our mind and the intent of our thoughts.
可以知道我们的心思意念。
This is how powerful God's words is.
这是神的话多有能力的能力。
Now we know that every week we come to the church to listen to the word of God.
我们知道每年每个礼拜我们都来到教会来听道理。
We spend a lot of time studying the Bible.
我们花很多时间来研读圣经。
Obviously we know that studying the Bible is essential for spiritual growth.
我们都知道读圣经是对灵修是很重要的一部分。
Spiritual growth, 属灵的成长是很重要的。 Sometimes we realize that though we have been attending church services regularly,
虽然我们常常参加聚会,
we find that the word of God at times is not that effective in us.
但有时候神的话并不是那么有作用在我们身上。
The more we listen to the word of God,
当我们听越多神的道理,
it seems that the word of God becomes a burden to us.
有时候神的话会反而成为一种负担。
We find that we can no longer keep the word of God.
我们不再能够守住神的话。
So even though we have been given so much spiritual food,
虽然我们在这边给了很多属灵的食物,
but our inner self is not satisfied.
但我们的内心还是没有能够满足。
It's like a kind of famine to us.
这就是一种饥荒。
We are having a kind of famine in the house of the Lord.
在神的家中我们有属灵的饥荒。
I think there are some examples in the Bible which tells us that famine did occur in the house of bread.
在圣经中有一些 讲到一些属灵的饥荒, 那个饥荒发生在神的家中。
And it can also happen to us today spiritually.
在今天也是可能发生在我们身上。
Now the question is, why did God want to send a famine on the land?
那问题是神为什么要降饥荒在他子民的这个地上？
It seems that the famine was sent by God.
这表面上看来这个饥荒好像是主耶稣所降下来的。
In actual fact, the people also had a part to play in allowing this famine to occur in their life.
但事实上这些人 对这个饥荒是有必须要负一些责任。
Let's look at some of the contents in chapter 8.
我们来看一下第八章一些内容。
We can read that when we read from verse 3 to verse 4.
我们看第三到四节。
Here it talks about we read verse 4.
看第四节。
Here it talks about the deeds of the people.
这边讲到
百姓的这些行为, they ill-treated their fellow countrymen. They did not treat their neighbors very well.
他没有对他们的邻居 有好的表现，有好的对待。
For example, in this form, right?
就像第四节,
hear this, you who swallow up the needy and make the poor of the land fail.
你们这些要吞吃穷乏人，使困苦人衰败的。
So we find that the rich or the powerful always oppressed the poor and the helpless.
常常强者会欺负弱者。
And this happened very often in the time of Amos or in the time of Isaiah.
这也常常发生在阿摩斯和以赛亚先知的时代。
When we read verse 5,
当我们看第五节,
we find that these people pay more attention to their own personal gain or interest more than the commands of God.
我们可以看到这些人民 对于他们自己的利益更重视比那个神的诫命。
Outwardly, it seems that they kept the commands of the Lord.
表面上他们看起来好像在遵守神的话。
But here, verse 5 actually tells us their heart intention.
但第五节讲到他们的内心。
I think it's something that we cannot see without God reveal it to us.
就是我们如果神没有显现给我们，是我们看不到的。
So these people wanted to look for their interest only.
他们这些人民只想到自己的利益。
At the expense of keeping God's commandment.
然后是用神的诫命来。
而毁掉神的诫命。So we find that this has been the mentality of the people at the time.
这就是那个时代他们的态度。
So they did not show great concern over the principle of God.
他们并没有对神的话语很重视。
So when a person harbors this kind of a mindset.
当他们有这些心态的时候
we find that the word of God could no longer take effect in his life.
神的话语就很难在他们心中了。
Because the word of God can only grow in a person if his heart's condition suits the word.
神的话只能在当那个人的心中有办法存在有好的状态之后，神的话才能够在他的心中。
Just like the parable of the sower.
就像撒种的比喻。
You see that when the seed was sown on the good soil.
当种子撒在好土壤上。
It represents the condition of a heart which is of good virtues.
那比喻一个人有心，他的心是非常正，非常好的。
It's good and full of patience.
非常好，并且有耐心的。
Only then the word of God can grow.
只有这样子，神的话才能在他心中。
Even though at the time of Amos or Isaiah, God sent many prophets to warn his people.
在阿摩斯和以赛亚先知的时候，神有派很多先知。
Allow them to actually know the word of God.
让他们知道神的话。
And yet the word of God could not take root in them.
但是神的话却没办法在那些人民的心中。
Because of their heart's condition, their heart was not right before God.
因为他们心并不正直。
That's why the word of God could not grow.
就是为什么神的话无法在他们心中。
Even though there were prophets amongst them.
即使那边有先知在那边。
Spiritually speaking, they suffered from a kind of famine.
属灵上来说，他们还是有饥荒。
That's why these people may wander about from sea to sea and from one corner of the world to another to look for food, and yet they could not be satisfied.
因此，他们即使用尽各种努力，还是没办法获得饱足。
We look at another verse in verse 7.
我们来看第七节。
Chapter 8, verse 7.
第八章第七节。
The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob. Surely I will never forget any of their works.
耶和华指着雅各的荣耀启示说，他们的一切行为我必永远不忘。
My version says the pride of Jacob.
他这边在英文版是指雅各的骄傲。
Now we find that these people refused to listen to the word of God.
这些人拒绝去听神的话。
I think again has to do with their perceptions of life or the perception of things.
这是因为他们对于他们日常生活的态度。
You know they have their own pride in their hearts.
在他们心中有骄傲。
That's why the word of God can never penetrate into their hearts.
因此他们神的话无法在他们心中成长。
So this is one of the major causes of their downfall.
就是他们沉沦的一个原因。
Because pride is in their heart.
因为骄傲。
Sometimes when we look at ourselves.
有时候看看自己。
When a simple message is preached.
当有一个简单的信息来告诉我们
，we find it very difficult to take it in.
但是我们却无法吸收。
Why is it so?
为什么呢
？It's not that the message is wrong in any sense.
并不是因为这个讯息是错误的。
Actually, this message is very simple.
事实上这个讯息其实很简单。
But we rejected the message outrightly.
但是我们拒绝。
Why? Because of a pride in us.
为什么？因为我们心中有骄傲。
So this is the problem with us.
这就是我们的问题。
The more we reject the word of God.
我们一旦我们拒绝神的话。
The hungrier and the thirstier we will become.
我们就会更觉得饥饿。
We find that deep inside us there is a void. 空虚哈，内心里头有空虚。
我们有时候在我们心中常常感到空虚。
And we find that nothing can actually fill that void within.
可是并没有东西可以填满它。
Because we have rejected the word of God.
因为我们拒绝了神的话。
Just like the people in the time of Amos.
就像阿摩斯那时候的人。
So when we listen to God's word.
当我们听神的话的时候。
Whether it's pleasing to our ears or not pleasing to our ears.
是否顺耳或逆耳呢?
We must learn to listen.
我们还是要学着去听。
We must learn to read the word of God with a faithful and truthful heart.
我们必须要用信心并且很纯正的心来读这些。
So if we remain what we are today.
那如果一直保持我们现在的样子。
Maybe one day we'll die of hunger.
有一天我们会
Spiritually speaking.
属灵的饥荒而死。
We may even die of thirst.
或者是因为口渴。
Because we cannot feel the connection between us and God any longer.
因为我们无法感受到神跟我们的关系。
I want you to look at also the verse 9.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight.
第九节，主耶和华说：“到那日，我必使日头在午间落下，使地在白昼黑暗。”
In the book of Malachi, God is described as the Son of Righteousness.
在马拉基书的里面有讲到正直之子。
神是
公义的太阳。神是公义的太阳。
So God is righteousness.
神是公义的。
Now, what does it mean here that God would make the sun go down at noon?
这里只说日头在午间落下是什么意思呢？
We turn to the book of Micah.
请翻开弥迦书。
The book of Micah chapter 3.
弥迦书第三章。
We read verse 6.
第六节。
Micah chapter 3 verse 6.
弥迦书第三章第六节。
Therefore you shall have night without vision, and you shall have darkness without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets, and the day shall be dark for them.
弥迦书第三章第六节。你们必遭遇黑夜，以致不见异象，又必遭遇幽暗，以致不能占卜。日头必向你们沉落，白昼变为黑暗。
Here it says the sun shall go down on the prophets.
这里说日头必向你们沉落。
When we read Micah chapter 3, it refers to God not wanting to speak to these wicked prophets.
弥迦书第三章是说神不愿意告诉
speak to the wicked prophets.
弥迦说这里是说神不愿意将将异象告诉那个先知，
败坏的先知。So it's just like the sun, go down on the prophet.
就像日头沉落。
No revelation was to be given to the prophet anymore.
不再有异象。
So when in Amos chapter 8 verse 9, when he says that God would make the sun go down at noon.
所以第阿摩斯书第八章第九节是说日头在午间落下。
It can also mean that God has stopped revealing himself to the people and to the prophets.
这也是说神不再显示异象给那些人民。
Meaning that God has chosen not to abide with his people any longer.
神不再与那些人民同在。
That's why they could not sense the presence of God in their life.
他们不再能够感受到神
So I think sometimes we need to look at our life as well.
有时候我们也要省察自己。
The most important thing is our mindset.
最重要是我们自己的心态。
What kind of mindset do we adopt in the presence of God?
在神的面前，我们存着怎么样的心态呢？
Sometimes we do not even know that actually the sun has go down on us.
有时候我们并没有发觉日头在我们身上落下了。
It means that God's presence is no longer with us, and yet we still are not aware of it.
就是指神已经离开我了，而我们自己竟然察觉不到。
Just like Samson, God left him.
就像参孙神，
离开他。
神离开他了。
He did not realize that.
但他并没有察觉。
By the time he knew it, it was too late already.
当他察觉时候，已经太晚了。
So sometimes we find that we cannot be satisfied by the word of God.
所以有时候我们，发现我们无法，对神的话有，满足，感到满足。
Even though we are sitting here to listen.
即使我们现在坐在这边，可以听到。
The word of God has no effect on us.
神的话对我们并没有作用。
The explanation is very simple here.
这里的解释其实很简单。
That is, we have a strained relationship with God.
我们要有很强的关系跟神。
我们跟神的关系已经
分裂了。我们跟神的关系已经分裂了。
That's why the word of God could not touch us anymore.
就是因此，为什么神的话不再能够感触动我们
？If the word of God cannot touch us,
如果神的话不能够触动我们
，Surely we cannot change for the better.
我们就不能改变，变得更好。
What we witness is actually a deterioration in our character. Our character becomes worse.
我们的性格变转得更坏。
We cannot improve ourselves anymore.
我们没办法再进步。
Why? Because there's no connection between us and God.
为什么呢？因为我们与神的关系断了。
What we see is the ugly side of our character.
我们所我们看到的都只是表面的。
就是看到丑陋的一面，
只看到丑陋的一面。
Because God's spirit and God's life, or God's word, is no longer effective in us.
因为神的灵、神的光已经不再有在我们身上。
That's why we suffer from a kind of famine.
这是为什么我们受饥荒的折磨。
We look at we turn to Amos chapter 8.
我们翻回阿摩斯书第八章。
Amos chapter 8.We read verse 14.
第十四节。
Here it talks about another reason given.
这里指了另外一个理由。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Those who swear by the sin of Samaria, who says, "Let your God live, O Dan, and as the way of Bathsheba lives, they shall fall and never rise again."
十四节，那指着撒玛利亚牛犊起誓的说，但啊，我们指着你那里的活神起誓。又说我们指着别示巴的神道起誓，这些人都必扑倒，永不再起来。
Here it refers to the sin of idolatry.
这里是指着犯奸淫罪。
Idolatry.
祭拜偶像。
So we find that these people, they have strayed from God. Instead of worshipping God, they worship the gods of Samaria.
这些人民不再敬拜真神，而敬拜撒玛利亚牛犊。
Sometimes when we look at our life,
有时候看着我们自己生活。
Our life is very busy.
我们生活非常繁忙。
We have our own likings in life, the things that we like to do.
我们有很多自己想做的事情。
We find that all these things actually can choke our faith.
但这些事情事实上可以会阻碍我们的信仰。
Actually, can take our heart away from God.
会将我们的心拿走远离神。
It is likened to a form of spiritual idolatry.
其实这就是一种属灵的祭拜偶像。
So when our heart is taken away by the things of the world,
当我们的心被世上的事物所占据。
Obviously, at the end of the day, we feel very dry and very unsatisfied within.
到末日我们会觉得心灵非常的干渴。
我们会觉得内心很干渴。
我们会觉得内心非常的干渴。
Because we cannot be satisfied by the word of God or by worshiping God.
因为我们不再能 因敬拜神而感到满足。
When you look at some of the ancient saints in the Bible,
那我们看一下古代的使徒。
圣徒。
圣徒。
When they came before the Lord.
他们。
When they came before the Lord.
当他们来到神面前。
And when they worship God, they were greatly satisfied.
当他们来敬拜神，他们能够感到非常大的满足。
Their desire is that they wanted to even stay in the temple of God throughout their life.
他们甚至很想就在圣殿中居住在那边。
Because they can be the nourished by the word of God.
因为他们被神的话滋润。
I need to turn to this the book of Hosea.
我们可以翻到何西阿书。
We read chapter 4.
何西阿书第四章。
We read verse 6.
第六节。
Hosea chapter 4, verse 6.
何西阿书第四章第六节。
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you from being priest for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children.
第六节。我的民因无知事而灭亡，你弃掉知识，我也必弃掉你，使你不再给我做祭司。你既忘了你神的律法，我也必忘记你的儿女。
The message here given is pretty similar to the one given by Amos.
这边的讲的跟阿摩斯要表达的差不多。
So the key point here is that the people of God have rejected knowledge.
这边是神的名已经拒绝。拒绝知识。
As a result, they shall be destroyed for lack of knowledge.
因此他们会被弃掉，因为缺乏知识。
How is it that they have rejected knowledge?
为什么他们拒绝知识呢？
Again, when we read the first few verses, then we will understand why.
看我们前半部就会知道。
For example, in verse 1, the second part it says there's no truth.Or mercy or knowledge of God in the land.
第一节的后半部说，因这地上无诚实，无善良，无人认识神。
In the English version, it says no truth, 没有真理。
没有真理。
No mercy.
没有怜悯。
No knowledge.
没有知识。
So the entire land is like a Gentile land, a land that did not know God.
所以全地就像没有敬拜神的外邦人一样。
Because of their behavior, that's why they could not see the truth of God in the land.
是因为他们的态度，因此他们没办法看到真理。
They could not see the mercy of God because of their oppression against others.
他们没办法看到怜悯，因为他们互相不失怜悯。
Today, if we want to see the truth of God or the truthfulness of God,
如果你今天想要看到神的真理，
How can we witness the presence of God's truthfulness or mercy in the church?
我们要如何看到在教会中看到呢？
That's through you and me acting it out.
这是借着你跟我的互动中
act it out,
让它做出来的。
So that the mercy and the truth of God can fill the church.
所以神的怜悯真理才能够在教会中。
In order to do that, we must be very strong in faith.
要行出来，我们必须要有非常强的信心。
We know that our behavior can be shaped by our environment.
只要我们的态度能够被环境来塑造。
Normally, if we are well treated, obviously we shall respond good treatment.To the person concerned.
通常如果别人对我们很好，我们就会有相同的回馈。
But on the contrary, if we are not well treated, we will not treat the person well.
相反的，如果有人对你不好，你并不会对他这么好。
If that's the case, then we can never see the mercy and the truth in the church.
如果是这样子，我们就没办法看到神的怜悯。
If you allow this to go on for a long period of time,
如果长期下来，
then you feel that the church is a very dry place to be in.
你就会发觉教会是一个非常干渴的地方。
It's like a wilderness. It's like a desert without mercy, without water.
像一个旷野，像一个沙漠，没有水。
And then we'll suffer some kind of famine.
我们就会受到饥荒的苦。
So we must do our best to act out the principle of God.
所以我们必须要努力来尽力实行神的话。
So if we are able to put it into practice.
如果我们真正能够实现出来。
Even though we are not well treated in return.
即使我们没有对别人没有对我们非常好。
Deep inside our heart, there's a kind of peace which governs our hearts.
但是在我们内心中，因为有和平。
Then we find that we can be satisfied by God.
那我们就会发现，我们能够被神来满足。
If you read verse 2,
我们来看第二节。
Again, the second part it says, they break all restraint. They break all restraint.
其假是，但其假是，
他们毁掉一切的限制。
他们毁掉一切的限制。
限制，有人限制他。They break all restraint, meaning that they are not governed by God.
意思是他们没有被神来管理。
They did not want to be under some kind of constraint.
他们并不想理解。
不要受到约束，
不愿意受到约束。
But we know that as Christian, we are to be governed by the principle of God.
但身为基督徒，我们是要遵守神的诫命。
So when we break all restraint,
当我们想要突破那些诫命时，
所谓的限制哈。
限制。
Then we find that we'll act according to our impulses rather than the word of God.
那我们就会变成是以自己的意志来行，而非神的意志。
That amounts to rejecting the knowledge of God.
这就是拒绝神的。
Amounts to rejecting the principle of the Lord.
来拒绝神的规范。
If that is the case, then we shall suffer a kind of spiritual famine.
如果是这样，我们就会受到饥荒的之苦。
Let's look at one more example.
来看另外一个。
We turn to the book of Isaiah.
翻开以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书第五章。
Isaiah chapter 5.
以赛亚书第五章。
We read verse 13.
十三节。
Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13.
以赛亚书第五章十三节。
Therefore, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst.
以赛亚书五章十三节。所以我的百姓因无知就被掳去，他们的尊贵人甚是饥饿，群众极其干渴。
Here it talks about the captivity of God's people.
所以讲到神的百姓被掳去。
The reason here given is that because they have no knowledge.
这里的原因是因为他们没有无知。
So we find that if we do not have the knowledge of God,
所以如果我们对于神没有知，
we can be taken captive easily.
我们就很容易被掳去。
Meaning that we can be led astray.
意思是我们很容易走偏。
If you look at a captive, if a person is captured,
如果看一个当一个人被掳去的时候，
he loses all freedom.
他失去所有的自由。
And obviously he cannot enjoy his life the way he wants it to be.
他无法享受自己想过的日子。
Spiritually speaking, if we are taken captive by Satan.
那属灵上来说，如果我们被撒旦掳去，
obviously we will not be fed with the word of God.
那我们就无法被神的话语来填满。
Our thirst cannot be quenched by the Spirit.
我们的干渴无法被满足。
Because our heart has been taken away.
因为我们的心已经被掳去了。
And in verse 15 here it says,
在十五节，
people shall be brought down, each man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled.
十五节，卑贱人被压服，尊贵人降为卑，眼目高傲的人也降为卑。
Here the God allowed this to happen. Simply, He want to humble the lofty.
神让这些发生，是因为他想要，教他们谦卑。
And it is precisely because of their pride that they were taken away, taken captive.
就是因为他们骄傲，所以因此被掳去。
We must not think that this captivity can only happen if we leave the church, if we stop coming to the church.
你可能会觉得我们只有在离开教会的时候才会被掳。
This may not be the case.
但事实上不是这样。
Even when we come to the church very regularly, even when we serve the Lord very often.
即使你常常在来教会，常常为神工作。
But if our heart is ruled by pride.
如果我们的心被骄傲来指使着。
We find that we can be taken captive as well.
我们还是能够，还是会被掳走。
We find that sometimes we do not even know why we serve the Lord.
有时候我们会忘记我们为什么要服侍神。
We do not know why. 我们不知道原因是什么。
我们不知道原因是什么。
Why we come to the church?
为什么要来教会？
We do not know the reasons.
我们不知道原因。
We feel that we just want to come here.
我们可能觉得我们就是想来而已。
We read the same chapter, verse
24. 第五章二十四节。
Chapter 5, verse 24.
以赛亚书第五章二十四节。
Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble, and the flame consumes the chaff, so the root will be as rottenness, and the blossom will ascend like dust.Because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel.
五章二十四节，火苗怎样吞灭翠干草，怎样落在火焰之中，照样他们的根必像朽物，他们的花必像灰尘飞腾，因为他们厌弃万军之耶和华的训诲，藐视以色列圣者的言语。
Here again, it talks about their attitude towards the word of God.
这里我们再一次强调他们的态度。
Here they did not esteem the word of the Lord.
他们厌弃
不看重。
他们不看重神的训诲。
Just like they rejected the word of God.
就像他们厌弃神的话语一样。
Here it says their root will be as rottenness.
是说他们的根必像朽物。
Here it talks about the real problem with these people.
这里谈到他们真正的原因。
We can see that if a root is rotten,
当根朽坏了，
how can the plant grow?
那植物要如何生长呢？
So today, if our spiritual self is rotten,
如果我们的灵性朽坏了，
then how can we grow spiritually?
我们属灵要怎么成长呢？
What we show is nothing but rejecting the word of God.
那我们表现出来的都只是厌弃神的话语。
So we must ask the Lord to help us.
所以我们要求神来帮助我们。
I want you to read a couple of New Testament scriptures.
来看新约。
We turn to First Peter.
彼得前书。
Chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
We read verse 1 and verse 2.
一二节。
Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. Verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby.
第一节。所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕一那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Here Peter advised the believers to lay aside all wickedness.
这里彼得要叫他们去除一切的恶毒。
Basically, to ask them to start anew.
要他们有一个纯净的心。
To start anew, 重新再来。
重新，像重生。
重新开始了。
重新开始。
Just like newborn babes.
就像新生婴孩一样。
To start seeking after the word of God.
像重新再一次来渴慕神的话语。
I think this is very essential for us who have been in the church for a long period of time.
讲这对一些我们在教会很久的人是非常重要的。
Especially when we serve the Lord for a period of time already.
并且那些在教会服侍神非常长时间。
Sometimes we find that unknowingly we accumulate a lot of this wickedness in our heart.
有时候我们会聚集非常多的这样的 不好的事情。
That's why sometimes we find that the word of God has no effect on us.
因此神的话才会对我们没有作用。
So what should we do?
那我们该怎么做?
We have to start anew.
我们要重新开始。
Lay all this aside.
去除所有的不好的。
And consider ourselves as babies.
把我们自己看成新生的婴孩一样。
Only then the word of God can take effect in our life.
只有这样子神的话才能重新在我们身上。
If we think that we are somebody,
如果我们自以为是,
we feel that we have been promoted now.
我们自己提升自己,
we feel that now we know so much.
我们知道, 我们觉得自己懂很多,
we find that the word of God can never take effect on us.
神的话就不会在你身上。
Everyone has to do that.
我们每一个人,
to put our wickedness aside.
都必须要除去所有的不好的事。
Only then we can start a new relationship with God.
只有这样我们才能与神重新开始。
We look at this Ephesians.
看以弗所书。
Please turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
We read verse 20 and 21.
20-21节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20 and 21.
以弗所书第四章20-21节。
But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have learned, heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Verse 22, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts.
20节，你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。20节。 就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
So there must have been some problem with the members in Ephesus.
这里, 在以弗所教会有的信徒有一些问题。
That's why Paul says that this is not how they have learned Christ.
这因此, 以弗, 保罗说为什么他们 这, 这不是他们学基督的样子。
If they have learned Christ,
如果他们学习基督的样子,
then all the lust and wickedness should have been put aside.
那所有不好的事物应该都会去除掉。
That's why when you read chapter 4, it's like a chapter that encouraged them to put away things such as lies, corruptions, so on and so forth.
因此第四章就讲说要如何去除掉所有不好的事情，像说谎和毁坏的事。
Otherwise, the church can never be built up.
要不然教会是无法被建立的。
Because chapter 4 is talking about building up the church of God.
第四章就是在谈, 如何建立起教会。
We always think about ways and means to build up the church.
我们常常会自己想办法来建立教会。
Hardly do we ever realize that the crux of the matter, or the main problem, is with ourselves. If the corruption fills our hearts,
如果自己每一个,
pride, anger, jealousy, lust in our hearts,
有骄傲, 一些不好的心在我们身上,
then how can we build up the church?
那我们如何建立起教会呢?
Even though we have attended so many seminars,
即使我们参与了非常多的聚会,
we have read through the Bible countless times,
我们读过圣经许多遍,
we find that we still cannot build up the church.
但我们发现还是无法建立起教会,
simply because we have not changed ourselves.
这只是因为你没有改变自己。
If we do not change, then the word of God can never change us.
如果你没有做任何更改神的话，无法改变你。
Then our heart will always reject the word of God.
那我们的心就是永远拒绝神的话。
So may God help us.
所以求神帮助我们。
So that we can enjoy the fullness of God in His house.
让我们能够在神的家, 领受丰丰富富的。
We can receive His grace through His word.
能够借着神的话语来领受他的恩典。
May God bless all of us.
愿神保佑大家。
Let's sing him.
唱诗。
355.
355首。